When companies like Bozzuto develop new projects, we require equity in addition to our own due to the massive cost of construction. This capital mostly comes from large, out-of-town institutions. These institutions make investment decisions with extreme prudence and an abundance of caution. Today's projects are more expensive than ever due to the perfect storm of ever-increasing costs of land, material, and labor shortages. In Baltimore, building costs are exacerbated further by oppressive real estate taxes. As the cost to build becomes increasingly expensive, the amount of institutional capital grows. Investors can choose from a multitude of investments across the U.S. Naturally, their capital flows most freely to gateway primary cities such as Washington, Boston, and New York, which have the commonality of being considerable employment centers. It is with extreme reluctance that investors can be persuaded to invest in secondary or tertiary cities. Thus, as disinvestment occurs, cities spiral down instead of reaching up. To the degree that large national investors forego the road less traveled, the future of Baltimore's built environment is potentially in jeopardy. It is up to Baltimore's future leadership in City Hall, as well as the entire business, nonprofit, education, medical, and law enforcement community, to work incredibly hard to change our national perception. It was once said that men did not love Rome because she was great. She was great because they had loved her. Baltimore needs our love now more than ever.